Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get back to your calls in a minute.
Very, very simple, Kenny. Customer service. This is exciting, though. We got hundreds of thousands of people watching worldwide. We've got people waiting. Oh, it's papal conclave time, y'all. So here's what we're going to do. We have our two religious experts from the non-denomination conference, Mr. Rico Beard, and from the Pentecostal conference, Mr. David Hatchetman Hull. Which religious expert will reign supreme? It is time for conclave trivia. All right.
And just so you know, neither David or I are Catholic.
This is fun. There should be a minimum baseline knowledge of religious protocol.
Just before we get the ticket tax of people, hold it, we ain't Catholics.
Well, you're an independent. You're right. The Notre Dame of religion. You are non-denominational. Rico makes his own schedule. David is in the ACC and the Pentecostal Conference. So here we go. All right.
I'm the ACC, not even Big Ten, SEC.
Because you're coastal. Pentecostal.
At least you're not the Pac-12.
Now, here we go. Gentlemen, you got to buzz in.
Okay.
How long did the longest conclave last in selecting a pope?
Ooh, that's a good one.
The longest conclave, 3 years.
We're talking about something different. Buzz. You buzzed? What's your answer?
I'm going to say 3 years.
Rico's right.
Can I?
No, you're out. He buzzed in. You're gone.
Oh, crap. I got to buzz in?
Okay, listen, all right. And that one, you can go to YouTube for the highlights of that conclave. It took place in 1268.
Solid year. Solid year.
It was a big year.
Great year. What a year.
The Pistons won again. All right, Evan.
All right. Cardinals are the one that select the next pope.
Yes.
How many Cardinals are there? How many Cardinals are selecting the pope?
How many Cardinals select the pope?
We're not talking about St. Louis Cardinals.
Pentecostal is buzzed in.
How many of them total, right? Not just during the conclave. I'm going to go with 85.
There's so many people that are doing a vote.
Is he right or wrong?
He's wrong.
No, how many? You mean how many Cardinals actually vote?
Yes.
Buzz, I'm going to say 10.
Are these final answers, gentlemen?
Final answers?
Yes. 133.
You're both heathens. All right, to the next one. Question. What is banned from the papal conclave facility, the Sistine Chapel? What is banned from all of this?
Cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones. Buzz.
You didn't buzz in.
I'm sorry.
You're not following protocol.
You know what? As an independent, we don't follow rules.
Is that real?
No.
But also, okay, here we go. Next level, then. You have to buzz in. What food is banned from the papal conclave? Anything that would have to do with food. Okay, Rico's in.
Deviled eggs.
Okay, you're out. That's a great bit. No, you know what? Here are the things that are banned from the dinner table.
Buzz, butter.
Also wrong. All cutlery and glass.
Okay.
but also any food item that could conceal messages such as chicken or pies.
Okay.
Okay.
How they do don't you... want anything from the outside world influencing.
The... How do you? What are you?
Okay. What? A pie? Yeah, because you don't want to bury political messaging.
What is this, like prison? You sneak it in a cake?
Well, all I'm telling you, nuns prepare the food such as lamb skewers, boiled veggies, oh, and of course, spaghetti. Yeah, go ahead, Kenny's pizza box.
Well, no, I'm thinking, well, you can't have utensils. Were they going to shank each other in there?
Things could get heated. We're choosing a pope, y'all. Evan Jenkins. How? Right now we're tied, Pentecostal and Independent, 1-1.
Over the last 10 conclaves, the average amount of days to name a pope is?
Buzz. 13 days.
David, do you have a guess?
Yes, I'm going to go 5 days.
David is closer, and it averages
3.2.
3.2 days.
Average, okay.
I read that this morning, I get no credit. All right, you're both wrong. Now let's pick it up. Let's pick it up, shall we? Gentlemen, everyone understands about the white smoke is the announcement of the Pope.
Yes.
But black smoke comes out when they haven't found one. What makes the smoke white when the announcement is made? And don't say a white Pope.
Buzz.
What? We have the non-denominational.
I don't know what actually, they put chemicals in the paper.
Rico is right, and I am going to tell you what the chemicals are. Are you ready? They use a combination of potassium chlorate, lactose, and chloroform resin to turn the smoke white.
Huh.
Do you know what produces the smoke?
Doesn't seem
at
safe.
At the papal conclave.
Chloroform, just in the air.
No, resin. What produces the smoke?
Fire.
You're an idiot.
I was thinking the same though. I'm like, fire?
I learned that once.
No, I won't go fire.
A marijuana.
A buzz. A chimney?
It comes out the chimney.
Chiminea.
Chimney? What is the basis of the fire they build?
Wood.
You know what?
You brought him in here. I love it.
To hell with both denominations. It is actually the ballots that either didn't produce the vote needed,
okay. yes.
or the very ballots that did produce.
The winning ballots. Yeah, it's like the Gatorade bath.
Yeah, they put them in a little Bunsen burner.
Right, so, where are the ballots actually put?
Some oven. It's a small...
That is... No. Before they're burnt into dust, like Mike said, when they cast their ballot, what do they put it in?
Buzz? A box?
Mr. Hall?
Buzz. No, I have no clue.
I know this. Buzz. They put it in like an urn. It's like a big bowl of pasta, but it's got like a shiny decorative lid. And then they put the votes in there and they mix it up like they're determining a fantasy football draft order.
It's a lidded bronze and silver urn.
Go me.
Also, did you know they treat this like the president's there? They sweep the entire Vatican
before they
for
put
electronic
in there.
Bugging devices.
Yeah, they do. It's everything,
you
man.
You think that these cardinals are slipping in little iPhones to try to record this?
Right.
If they did.
Sending little papal texts. Hey, Luigi, yeah. You vote here, I vote there. We imagine? Get the hell out of here.
That's cardinals why they, doing little TikTok dances?
That's why they take a couple weeks to start it, to get everything prepared, sweep it out.
Simple question, gentlemen. What language does the word conclave originate from?
I'm going to go buzz.
Non-denominational?
Latin.
Non-denominational. Point. Excellent work. David, for a guy who's got the rules and is an actual preacher, you're really letting people down.
I just didn't buzz in. It is Latin because that was the old language that they used back in the day.
What? You didn't buzz in fast enough.
I didn't buzz
Evan
in,
Jenkins,
no.
Please.
All right. Now, everybody in the Vatican, from cooks to translators to elevator operators, they took an oath of secrecy.
Yes.
What happens if they squawk?
They get
what
killed.
What happens
buzz.
If they squawk?
They get killed.
Buzz.
Non-denominational's on fire. It's an 8-0 run.
Your answer doesn't count. You didn't buzz in, sir.
I said buzz. They get killed.
Excommunicated.
I think Rico's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Automatic.
I don't think anyone's
right.
killing
no,
them. Now... there is an age limit to this.
Correct.
105.
Only cardinals under the
Buzz,
age of...
Under 82.
82?
Wrong.
Buzz.
Only cardinals under the age of blank participate in the conclave.
Buzz, 70.
Also wrong. It's 80.
It's 80. Okay. Mm.
Evan Jenkins.
Kenny, you got anything to say about this?
Yeah, well, do you have anything, Mr. Cott?
I got nothing. I'm just enjoying the show here.
Okay.
Here's my Cardinals.
We should all know this. It's been everywhere.
Yes.
What number Pope is this? What number Pope will this be?
No shot.
It will be on their license plate, I bet. The little Popemobile cruising around. Do you think they have a license on that thing? You don't need a license if it's a Popemobile.
No, it's the only one.
David, you got a clue?
Buzz,
I'm going to go 55.
Buzz, I'll go.
How long do you think Catholicism has lasted? 55. It's Pope number two.
Time of Christ.
I was going to say 63.
267.
Okay.
Pope number 267. It's like Michigan with team 144.
Well, they put that on the hat.
Cardinals are wearing 267 t-shirts.
Make Conclave great again.
Don't forget, there is a Pope with Michigan Air Jordans.
Oh, that was this Pope that just passed away.
No, I think it was a Pope before.
I think it was this one.
I think it was a Pope before.
Our next question.
How many Popes own Air Jordans?
All right, hold on. Everybody calm down. How many sizes of papal robes are there?
Sizes?
It's got to go from XXX all the way down to small. So
Sizes of papal robes. Buzz. How many sizes? David.
Buzz, I'm going to go 5.
Wrong. Non-denominational?
7. Buzz. Seven.
Wrong. There's only small, medium, and large.
Wow, they discriminate?
No mediums. Extra large? Wow.
What are the ballots pierced with to ensure the vote is sealed?
Buzz. A nail.
Pentecostal.
A nail.
Wrong.
Wax.
Wrong. It's a needle with red thread.
Did you know that they black out all of the windows during this?
Yes.
All windows are blacked out.
Oh, no. Either you know or you know.
Correct. Correct.
All right.
This is like the college football playoff committee on that Sunday.
Yes. How many times can they vote a day?
Buzz.
Pentecostal.
The first day they vote one time. Every other after that, if they don't have a winner, it's once in the morning, once in the evening.
Wrong. Kenny. Why did I say Kenny? Rico.
Well, a lot of voting.
They're telling me too much voting.
All right. Last one.
What was it?
It's 4. Okay. You're both way off. So look.
Is that 3?
Can anyone tell me what the Room of Tears is? No, it's not Kenny's bedroom. The Room of Tears.
Is this like a Scoville rating? Like how hot it gets in there? Tears. Tears of what?
The Room of Tears.
Like crying tears?
T-E-A-R-S. Tears. Like wah, wah, wah.
Buzz.
Non-denominational.
This is the room where the voting actually gets counted.
No.
Where people admit their sins and then cry
wrong.
About it.
It's a private space where the new Pope changes into his new duds.
Before he gets revealed?
And according to this, oftentimes weeps.
Do you think he's going to put OOTD on Instagram? Outfit of the day?
Okay, I'm done. Listen, I'm pretty sure Rico won. Pentecostal has work to do. Shout out. You were a 7.5-point underdog here at the Conclave. That's a big upset win. All right. That is your papal conclave trivia.